This is Bill O'Shaughnessy. As we well know, as you well know, this is political season abroad in the land, here in the Golden Apple, Westchester County, outside New York City. It seems we have politicians on every 5 minutes. For the next several minutes, while we're in your care and keeping, we're going to change pace, and we're going to get a little spiritual with you. And we have on the line from Canada one of the great sculptors of the world. I hope you'll allow me to accuse you of being that. His name is Timothy Schmaltz. He does religious figures, Jesus, Mary, the infant Jesus, and he does them in haunting versions. Tim Schmaltz, how did you get the idea to do religious stuff?
Well, I've been doing sculpture for more than 25 years obsessively, and I think that if you throw your whole life into something, you need something rewarding back to get back from. And early on in my early 20s, I realized that doing Christian sculpture brings something back to you that sustains you and allows you to continue to sculpt. It is absolutely rewarding, and it seems to be a never-ending resource for coming up with amazing creative spiritual work. When I was younger, I loved Michelangelo, Da Vinci, and quickly I realized that they were basically Christian artists. And you can't necessarily take away what they were sculpting or painting to the actual painting or sculpture itself. And so I've been on this journey for more than 25 years.
Tim Schmaltz, where are you speaking from in Canada right now?
I have a studio. It's what I call my design studio, a smaller studio in Canada near Waterloo, Kitchener-Waterloo area. And that's probably around 2.5 hours west or east of Detroit.
All right. Now, you do these religious figures and pieces in what do you do them in, marble or bronze?
Oh, I work in all sorts of different materials. I hate working in wood and stone because for the amount of time it would take me to do one stone or wood sculpture, I could have 10 bronze sculptures. So my material that I love to work with is bronze.
The Franciscan Friars, they run a church in Manhattan, a little bit to the south of us on 31st Street, named after the Italian saint. They called him the greatest saint of the Catholic Church, Saint Francis of Assisi. And they dedicated a Timothy Schmaltz sculpture outside the church on 31st Street. It's called, I think, Whatsoever You Do. And it has a figure sitting on the ground outside the church. It's about chest high. And it's a guy with a hoodie with his hand out. Looks like a bum, looks like a beggar. But as you get a little closer, under that hood, it's the face of Jesus. How'd you do that?
Oh, that piece is one of my favorites. The idea came to me one Easter, usually when other people are celebrating Easter by dinners and meeting family. For about a decade, what I would do is I'd lock my studio in my sculpture and do one sculpture of Jesus. And I remember it was years ago, I locked myself in my studio and I decided that I wanted to do the most humble representation of Christ. And in around 4 days, the piece was done, and it was shocking to me. And when the people first viewed it, they were amazed at the the rawness and the authenticity of the piece. What I basically did was I took the gospel where Jesus says that when you fed the hungry, when you clothed the naked, when you sheltered the homeless, you've done that to me. And I literally, visually translated that gospel into almost a frozen quotation, so to speak. So when anyone would ever look at that piece, they are basically experiencing that aspect of the gospel visually instead of how they're usually familiar with it by hearing a minister or a priest talk about the gospel. I translated it to a physical form. And so it's almost like theater. You're right. When you walk up to the piece, it's a life-size homeless person with his hand outstretched. And as you get closer to the piece, you realize that it's not a real person, but it's a bronze sculpture. It's almost totally covered in rags. And when you come up, you'll see that the outstretched hand has the wound of being on the cross. And so there is the eureka moment that you realize that this is not just a representation of any homeless person. It's a representation of Jesus. And then bang, you get the message that Jesus wanted us all to get. Basically, when we see the most marginalized people, when we give them charity, we are doing that to Jesus himself. So it was an amazing experience. I've done other pieces that took me 9 months straight nonstop, and they do not have the impact that one piece that took me 4 days in my studio to create have.
Timothy Schmoes, your statue, Whatsoever You Do, was dedicated this past weekend at St. Francis of Assisi down on 31st Street in Manhattan, just off, I think, 6th, between 6th and 7th Avenue. And as one of the friars, one of the Franciscans, Father Michael Carnevale, he threw holy water on it. And one of the, I hope I'm not being blasphemous when I tell you that one of the other friars jokingly said people leave with that outstretched palm that's right there on the street, almost at touching the sidewalk, as the Christ figure sits cross-legged under the hoodie, that people are leaving flowers, and I saw two roses in the hand. He said they're leaving money, and one lady even put hand lotion on the hands. So it's almost like you've got a real figure there on 31st Street.
That makes me very happy, and the piece really engages like most sculptures don't. People are used to seeing sculptures, especially Christian sculptures, in a very traditional, very closed way. And what this sculpture does or attempts to do, and I think it's succeeding, is it's engaging the public, and consequently it's making people think. So many times we have been experiencing our religion in a set visual way, and I challenge your listeners to just Google for a minute Jesus on images on Google or Jesus artwork, and you will see one Jesus out there. And I'm sorry to say that, but I think that the religion, Christianity, has so much more to offer than how it presents itself into artwork.
What do you mean one?
This is an example, I would say, of that.
What, Tim, what do you mean there's only one out there?
Well, it seems like in our mind, in our culture, we have a very, very closed way of thinking about how Jesus looks and how he should look. And quite frankly, I think if Jesus came down and saw the many different representations of himself, he would be more akin to seeing himself like the piece that I created for the St. Francis of Assisi Church. The religion is raw. The religion is serious. I love studying the theology when I have a chance, and it is so powerful. But many times, when it comes to the face of that religion through artwork, it leaves a lot to be wanting. in a sense, I think that we are still stuck in seeing representations of Jesus that go back 200 years. And I think that, like everything else, needs a reboot in our society. I think that artwork can really do that. And I think it's very important. And we're just not talking about some trivial thing, art. I think that it becomes very, very important as the symbol or the visual ambassador to a religion. And consequently, if we put out more interesting pieces that represent the authentic, powerful aspects of Christianity, it will take a group, hopefully it will take the cynical people that, do not think Christianity has very much to offer, and maybe it'll make them take a second look at the religion. If someone comes up to this Jesus the beggar piece and says and is startled and shocked, maybe that might make that person re-examine the Gospels and the whole theology behind Christianity, which I hope to do with my artwork.
Speaking of which, sculptor Timothy Schmalz, didn't you do another piece? I think these Franciscans on the Holy Name province in mid-Manhattan, who are great admirers of your genius and your work, they tried to, didn't you do another one with Jesus laying on a park bench with that hoodie on?
Yes,
and bounced around Canada, and they offered it to St. Patrick's Cathedral, and you couldn't find a home for it?
The homeless Jesus had no home. That's the startling reality of the of my 2 years prior. But now that's
that a true story?
Yeah, I basically was in Toronto, which is our New York city up here in Canada. And I saw a homeless person sleeping on the street. And from my orientation being Christian, the thought immediately came that that is Jesus. And I couldn't get that thought out of my mind. And I wanted other people to have that sensitivity when they see a homeless person that I experienced. When we see the most marginalized in our culture, we should think that if Jesus came down today, he would probably be hanging out with them, not the politicians. And so basically what I wanted to do was visually create that experience I had. So I created a sculpture similar to one that's at St. Francis of Assisi, but it was a little bit more raw, whereas the one at St. Francis of Assisi has his hand out. He's asking, he's begging to you. The piece that I created, Jesus the Homeless, he's actually sleeping on a park bench, not really asking anything of you, and then consequently it's a much more raw piece and a little bit more haunting, I would say. And that piece sat at my studio for about 2 years because I couldn't find a home for it. I had a patron, not a place to put it. Finally, the Jesuits in the University of Toronto accepted it for the campus of the university there, and it was interesting because both the cathedral in Toronto, St. Michael's Cathedral, and St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, both the rectors, who usually have control what goes on to the property, both loved it, both said, yes, we'll take it. This is the message we want to bring forth to the people in our community. But the administration, the higher diocese officials kind of second-guessed the whole process. And so it was interesting because it sparked a debate on Christianity and precisely what I do, doing meaningful works to represent Christianity in a very authentic way. But since this controversy started, St. Patrick's Cathedral has officially stated that they are very much now interested in receiving the piece when the renovations are done. So that's exciting, thank God, and hopefully this will happen within the next year.
Timothy Schmalz, we'll let you get back to your sculpture studio, but I have to tell you, there's a New York writer named Jimmy Breslin, a great New York writer, and he once did a column, speaking of St. Patrick's Cathedral. It was in the middle of winter, and they had to close the cathedral for the night. And the ushers, and some of those ushers are friends of mine, and some of the cops around St. Patrick's are friends of mine. But they had to shoo everybody out into the cold. and they kept pushing, come on, we got to close, come on, come on, time to go, let's go. And they'd wake up all the bums and homeless. And his last line was so powerful, I've never forgotten it. He said, and then they, Jesus Christ got up and walked out into the night. Does that ring a bell with you?
That's awesome. That's an amazing idea. And it's so many times, I think, as Christians and as a whole culture that's based on Christianity, we lose that idea that like I mentioned, and like what you've expressed there, is that if Jesus came down today, he wouldn't be wearing a tuxedo. He wouldn't be in the White House. He would be on the streets and talking to his fellow brothers and sisters.
Timothy Schmalz, you inspire us. If our listeners want to see your handiwork and the work of your hands and your soul and your mind, it's right outside on the street right now on 31st Street between 6th and 7th in Manhattan. And it's been an honor to talk to you, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you.